producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me
out of here. Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, folks, while I'm on my way to the Right to Try Conference in Colorado, I got a detour this hour. We got Billy D talking about the Cal Jam, which is awesome. But first and foremost, I haven't talked to my buddy Liam Sheff in a while about the methane leak. But even before we go to the methane leak, the Zika, what's the name of the virus that's supposedly causing small heads, shrunken heads all over the world? We've been covering it, but I haven't heard from Liam on it, and I must. And Liam, you are here to do just that.
Yeah. Well, back in the 90s, I don't know if you remember, but wine coolers were big. And I think it was the Coors Company that put Zima on the market.
And, wine coolers?
Yeah, Zima. Anyway, Zima, right?
No, Zika. It's a Zika virus, not Zima wine coolers.
Zima.
This is a Los Angeles story, Zima?
No, I thought we were talking about the Zima virus. You know, the Coors spent $50 million to try to get people to drink that swill. I thought it was an outrage.
Well, I would agree with you, but it's not the Zima wine cooler virus. It's a Zika virus that's been around at least since the 1940s, since they have identified it, causing nothing and no one. Until recently in South America, they said in Brazil it's causing...
Brazil! Of course, you meant Zumba. Yeah, I tried that. See, I was in Pilates for a while. First I did the Tai Bo with that, whatever his name was, that Billy guy who used to do the Tai Bo.
No, Ty Bollinger. It's Ty Bollinger, and he didn't do Zumba.
No, it was not that Ty.
I like Zumba as much as the next guy, particularly watching it. But
actually, the room was full of nice-looking women. I'm just saying, and I'd try to get to the back of the class. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So it's not the Zumba virus. It's not the Zima virus. It's Zika. Z-I-K-A. Zika.
Oh, the Zika virus.
Right.
Well, you know what? My mother wrote me about that.
Your mother did?
Yeah.
She's a medical doctor.
Well, yeah, she's retired, but okay. she did. She wrote me about that, and she wrote me, and she said, I don't know if I should say this, but I'm introducing a new character onto the show.
Oh, and okay.
With due apologies to my mother, who's going to kill me.
Right.
This actually happened.
What is it?
All right. My mother writes me, and she goes, we're taking computer classes, and I'm learning to use my computer to do all kinds of things with pictures. By the way, that's not the way my mother sounds. That's the way my mother sounds in my head.
Okay. I understand the distinction. I mean, your mother is not Asian, but she's...
No, that wasn't Asian. That was... Anyway, just south of the Borscht Belt.
Northeast Jewish.
Yeah. Kind of that's just how she sounds in my head.
Okay.
We're taking computer classes, and it's wonderful. I'm getting 6 gigapixel pictures now. And I said, and she wrote me, and she's a retired doctor, and she said, and be careful of the mosquitoes. They have the Zika virus, and now it's sexually transmitted. Like, okay, thanks, Mom. So I wrote her back immediately, and I said, hey, thanks. Have you read my book? And then I looked up. Official stories, by the way. And then I went online and I did my search for what was going on. And I decided, it's mosquitoes. So what do they use to kill mosquitoes? So I decided to, instead of focusing on their particular brand of bullcrap,
yes,
I decided to focus on what their particular brand of salesmanship would be afterwards. So I just looked up this magical remedy for the Zika virus. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's called malathion.
Malathion, that to my memory is a mosquito pesticide.
It is, and there's wonderful information on it. Could I just just for a moment, just a quick reading.
You're not going to accuse the Malathion of being the cause of these problems,
no,
are you?
No, why would I do that? Could I just?
Yes. Yeah, please.
Yeah, it's an organic, it's an organophosphate, or choline esterase inhibiting compound, and it has some effects on the body, and some of those include numbness, tingling sensations, headache, dizziness, tremor, nausea, abdominal cramps, sweating, incoordination, blurred vision, difficulty breathing, or respiratory depression, and slow heartbeat. Very high doses may result in unconsciousness, incontinence, and convulsions, or fatality. All organophosphate pesticides act on the body in the same way, and their effects are additive, which raises questions about multiple exposure to these chemicals. Malathion is a nerve poisoning which acts on inhibiting the enzyme acetylcholine. Enterasin is probably acts on other sites in the nervous system as well. The pesticide has been shown in animal testing. Screw those animals.
Yeah.
And from the use in experience, that's people, to affect not only the central nervous system, but the immune system, adrenal glands, liver, and blood. It's shown to be mutagenic in humans and animals. It's also been associated with birth defects in domestic and laboratory animals. And it's a carcinogen, at least if you accept the data and not the backlash.
Right.
But, of course, I'm not reading from a government-approved webpage, so I didn't want to be accused of anything. So I went to the EPA and the CDC, and I have a CDC page, unless I closed it looking up Zoom.
Liam, did you read the word mutagenic? Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, but don't worry about that, because these mosquitoes get into your winkle and then they get into the girls somehow? I mean, how? Never mind. I don't want to know how they're supposed to be sexually transmitted.
I've scratched my head on that one when they came out with that. They're making it up as they go, as usual, except now we're seeing it happen in real time. We've been covering this with our good buddy John Rappaport extensively, how this is an absolute, the virus is the cover story for, as you just said it, Malathion, for instance, and they're spraying it. They're forcing their way into people's homes and spraying this stuff. They're literally causing the same thing that they're claiming the virus is causing, but they are the cause of it, those who spray these toxic pesticides.
Well, we're always accused of just representing one point of view, so I decided to look up the CDC page, and, you know, they had a very different point of view. Can I just read that?
The CDC has a different point of view?
Well, different in the sense of I'm going to read it. And
sure.
Can I just?
Yeah, okay.
How can Malathion affect my health? Malathion interferes with the normal function of the nervous system. Because the nervous system controls many other organs, Malathion indirectly can affect many additional organs and functions. Exposure to high amounts of Malathion in the air, water, or food may cause difficulty breathing, chest tightness, vomiting, cramps, diarrhea, watery eyes, blurred vision, salivation, sweating, headaches, dizziness, loss of consciousness, and death. If persons who are exposed or accidentally intentionally to high amounts of Malathion are rapidly given an appropriate treatment, there may be no long-term harmful effects. If people are exposed to levels of Malathion below those that affect the nervous system, few or no health problems seem to occur.
Seem to occur. That's very scientific language when they use the word seem, and they're not talking about sewing either.
But some studies have found incidence of some cancers in people who are regularly exposed to pesticides, such as farmers. But who needs them?
Some cancers, huh?
Well, we're all going to die of cancer. It's the 21st century. So we're right on track. I think that we just have to get behind, as my mother said, be worried about the Zumba virus is coming to shake your abs,
yeah.
Your hard, flat stomach.
Shake your swine flu tail feather, because this is what they're doing. They're playing you.
They're playing you.
Yeah. Once
hold
again,
on, I have to, no, hold on, I think I have the swine flu, so I'm going to sneeze. No, okay. I think it's SARS. Hold on a second. Wait, I think the HPV is causing me to become this prostitute. Wait a second, hold on.
Liam, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right, because we got a few more minutes here. I want to get to the methane gas leak in L.A., if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that benzene is floating down the airwaves, so to speak, down into the valley, and that has got to be of great concern for the environmentalists in California who, you know, could be suffering rapid death or inevitable cancer from benzene through the methane gas leak.
They're very worried about, Well, not so much the death or anything. Well, right there they're worried about sickness. But the press everywhere else has a different story. And I think my mother was telling me about that. She said, oh.
Oh, no, mom's bad.
I know. The methane problem is so terrible. It's going to cause so much global warming.
Really? Wait. She's not worried about benzene floating down the mountainside. She's more worried about the effect on the globe.
Well, I can't pin that on my mother. I think that was Harvey Fierstein, actually. But
yes. What about the millennials that are not open, aware, and conscious, that are, you know, basically worshiping this global warming theory and discounting the real threat to human life, immediate threat, that this gas leak poses?
Yeah, no, when Al Gore's film strip came out all those years ago, 11, 12 years ago now, I saw it. I wouldn't watch it in the movie theater. I was over in Berkeley, and I lived with my best friend and partner, I remember Helen, and I looked at it, and we sort of shrugged, like, well, they want us to be scared about this. They want us to be really scared. And we already understood the AIDS fraud and the bird swine, all the other frauds that went through. And we said, I don't know if I'm going to be scared, but I will pay attention. So I went and I watched the film strip, and I watched, and in the film strip, Al Gore was talking about CO2. And I thought, well, the only remedy for what he's talking about is to dismantle Western civilization, which is fine with me because I think it's a total disaster. But most people aren't into that. And the people... And the people who are into fighting global warming want to drive Priuses, which contain cadmium and lithium batteries, which are incredibly toxic and poisonous, which are the whole thing is made of the petrochemical oil gas chain anyway. So
but
it's
they're contained
nonsense.
In feel-good metal.
Oh, it's feel-good stuff. So there's this article in a journal called 538.com, all spelled out, 538.com, with an article written by Christy Ashwanden, is, you know, just one of those articles that puts together exactly how many meters and hours and so how many everything it's likely to be and how much methane gas we leak and we lose. And while I applaud her for putting together some numbers about the fact that the entire gas industry is a constant leak, of course it is. This stuff's lighter than air. I got to ask everybody a question. Did they really think that the 20th century, this thing, built on just cheap, free oil and gas that was so plentiful, they used to just burn it most of the time into the air. Look at the history of gas in Indiana. They just flared it for 10, 15 years until there wasn't enough left to do. Did they really think this was sustainable? Did they really think that if we just capture it all, we can continue our iPad way of life? I'm telling you, I got to break the millennials' heart, but we're not going to be able to continue this way of life, and 538.com isn't going to solve it for us, and we're going to have to live locally and grow food. And nobody wants to talk about that.
Yeah, reverse engineering iPads is not going to help. All right. Well, listen, it's the global warming scam, as we know, and there are many scams that are out there, and we're concerned with toxic poison and its immediate impact on animal and human life here. The planet will go on without us just fine, as I've said many times. Listen, we won't go on with Liam for very long, much fine, so we'll have you back on real soon, okay, my friend?
Well, yes, please.
All right, we're going to take a break, and Billy D and the Cal Jam coming up next.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, who's ready to rock the health world with us in Southern California? Coming up March 18th through 20th, it's the California Jam 2016, and joining me now is the rocker himself, Billy D. Welcome back, my friend.
Good morning, good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for having me back, Robert.
Hey, listen, we've got an image today. There's so many people you could put on these images, but we've got such a great lineup of those folks that are rocking the health world in their respective places around the planet, coming together to be with all of us in Costa Mesa at the Cal Jam. And we're going to talk about some of those folks coming up. But before we get there, I want to be sure you're okay, because rumor has it you were out skiing, doing some other events, and maybe did some damage to one of those bones that you like to keep in good working order.
Well, I want to keep all my bones in working order. Yeah, I broke my clavicle Saturday snowboarding, and it was one of those days where I knew I shouldn't have been out because it was a full whiteout conditions, and it was blowing about 70 miles an hour up at Mammoth, and I just wanted to get some exercise. That was my main reason for being out there.
Yeah.
Plus, I had driven 6 hours to snowboard, so it wasn't like I wanted to sit back and sit in the lodge.
You couldn't hold back. I know what that's like.
But, yeah.
All right, so a clavicle, for those not in the know, I think they call that a collarbone.
Right.
And is it a clean break, or how did they have to reset it, or just a crack in the
armor? No, it's just crack. I mean, I took an x-ray on here myself, and it looked, it's just cracked through the bone, but it's still... there's no displacement of the bone. It's perfect. It'll heal fine.
So the biggest question then is, can you still play guitar? We need you to rock out with us.
Yeah, I practiced last night. I mean, putting a guitar on my shoulder was not comfortable, but you know, sometimes pain's good for you. And I mean, that's one of the things I've always said. There's always a lesson to be learned in all this. And it just gives me more apathy when I deal with people that are in, you know, pain, being a chiropractor. Gets me to just be more sympathetic. And not that I'm not sympathetic with people. I'm not saying that. But I mean,
no, but when you, you feel know, good.
You can understand why people might be grouchy and, you know, sometimes not the nicest people, because I was a little bit that way yesterday, I think.
Well, when you feel really good all of the time, it is, you tend to lose a little bit of that compassion, right? I know. Right. I've been there as well.
That's the other thing that I learned from this, and I want to get people to understand. When you're healthy, be thankful that you're healthy and don't take it for granted. I mean, right now it's difficult to get dressed. It's difficult to take a shower. And those are things we all just take for granted in life. And, you know, I mean, there's people out there with disabilities that obviously are living that life, but we don't understand how something as simple as taking a shower can be difficult for somebody. And yeah, it just puts a whole new perspective and spin on being appreciative for everything you have in life.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, that's what drives me, you know, having been the canary in the coal mine of my generation and re-winning or winning for the first time genuine health, you can much more appreciate it when you hadn't had it. And also if you've had it and lose it and regain it. And that's part of life itself. Although we learn the things to do and not to do, hopefully, as we go on. And that's kind of what we're going to do together at the Cal Jam.
Well, that doesn't mean I can't snowboard again, does it?
Not as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. I'll just be more selective about the days I go out.
Yeah, not in a whiteout with 70-mile-an-hour winds. I couldn't consider it. There were days, but not anymore. So, Cal, I'm hearing from a lot of my listeners, Billy D. They're very excited, some in Southern California, some traveling cross-country to come to the Cal Jam. But the question is, are there tickets left for folks that haven't committed yet?
Of course. People like to procrastinate, Robert Scott Bell. I don't know if you've known that in the past.
I would never.
But that's the hardest thing for us is I tell people this is like planning a wedding for 3,000 people and nobody's RSVP'd yet. Well, we've got people RSVP'd. I mean, but there's still definitely seats left available, and we're really pushing for general public this year. I mean, that's why the content is really diverse on everything from, you know, treatment of cancer to the big it's a big anti-vaccine rally in some sense. I've got three great speakers covering that. We're also covering the geoengineering topics. A big thing that we're touching on this year is cytodetox and cleansing. I know, I'm not sure if Pompa was on your show or Clayton.
Yeah, we had Dan Pompa. He was great.
Yeah. And I mean, the thing is, not only the vaccines have the degree of toxicity, but everything in the environment, as this planet gets more toxic every day from the cumulative buildup of just all the poison that we spread on it, there's got to be ways to detoxify the brain. I mean, I was just reading something. It was an MIT researcher that said in the next decade, 1 in 2 kids are going to be autistic.
Yeah, Dr. Stephanie Senna, she's terrific. Listen, we're going to take a break. Billy D., hang on. We've got a lot more to discuss today before I let you and your clavicle go here. I'll grab it. Ow, no, don't. Stick with us. We're going to talk more about the Cal Jam and how you can attend after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, Billy D, my guest here. We're heading into the Cal Jam. It rocks. I mean, this is, you know, we talk about rocking the health world on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Billy D's been at it longer than I have in the healing profession as a doctor of chiropractic and so many other things. He's brought together an amazing event, and I intended to attend last year. You were so gracious and kind when another thing came up.
No, you were speaking last year. You weren't attending.
You're right. I just wanted to downplay it a little bit on my behalf because I look like a real cad for not showing up, but I told you what happened. You were gracious.
I understood. I mean, we're on a mission. Both of us are on a mission, and, you know, when something pops up, I understand, you know?
Yeah, I headed to London and helped out out the folks there on some health freedom issues. But again, you're so gracious. You said, yeah, yeah, no problem. Come on back next year. And we're this year already. And there's nothing keeping me from it. So I want everybody, if you haven't planned to attend, we've got it linked up in the show notes. There's a great banner here. I was talking about some of the other speakers we'll get to in a moment. You mentioned Dr. Stephanie Seneff of MIT talking about 1 in 2 kids are going to be diagnosed with some form of attention deficit or all the way into the autism spectrum, in fact.
Autism, right.
Yeah, by 2025, 2020, somewhere in that, or accelerating now. And you listen, I don't know what they're teaching, because it's been a while since I've been hanging out at doctor or chiropractic schools in terms of the issue of these toxic poisons being sprayed from above, or if we have to go outside of that official training to learn the things that we're going to be chatting about at the Cal Jam.
Well, in the schools, I don't think they're really touching on any of this. They've gone more, most of the schools have gone more allopathic, more medical.
Yeah.
And the curriculum is not going to be that much different, in my opinion, than what they would get at a medical school. So a lot of the current, more controversial slash conspiracy theory kind of stuff is not going to be covered at a chiropractic school. And as you and I know, none of this is conspiracy. It's all reality and truth.
Yeah.
But anytime somebody goes against the grain of human consciousness, which is very limited anymore, and it gets more limited every day, again, from the toxicity and the fluoride in your water, the lack of any brain nutrition, the lack of any type of real news because we have a controlled media, it just, you know, that's why we do Cal Jam, is to wake people up to what's going on. And as my good friend John Rappaport says, get people out of the matrix and get them into living the life that they were designed to live. So,
yeah, absolutely. And among the folks that are joining us there, my good buddy, and he's a fellow co-host here once a week when we do Outside the Box. And that is Ty Bollinger, one of the featured speakers with me there as well. Very excited to have him just blast off to the Cal Jam crowd with the things that he's been doing around the world on cancer. And, you know, sneak preview to you, Billy D. Don't tell anybody. This year, the truth about vaccines. Don't tell anybody.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I know, I know. It's like we're letting it loose on all of these subject matter because, it's not time to be quiet about this.
Is that bulletproof vest too or no? I mean, I was just...
What? Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Somehow. And listen, it's divine spirit on some level protecting us because,
yeah, of course.
You know, we're not throwing caution to the wind here, but at the same time, we're asked with great purpose to communicate these things, as are you. And hosting the Cal Jam is also quite extraordinary in the targeting that happens because of that. Because when you awaken thousands of people at any one moment in time, that is considered a threat to the established order of things, even in modern medicine, and even, as we dare say, in chiropractic medicine, because, as you know, the schools themselves have become aligned in more of allopathic thought forms, even though as doctors go out into the world, they may find that that is not what they got in it for that reason. And so they come here and they open back up again.
Right, and you hit a kind of a point there. You said, you know, we're going to have thousands of people there that are going to get the message. But what I'm really trying to get everybody to understand is we're going to have thousands of doctors there, and those doctors are going to be required to go from this event to take these messages and deliver messages to thousands of people that follow them. So it's going to be exponential. And maybe some of them aren't going to feel like up to talking about geoengineering. But I can tell you, most of the people that come to Cal Jam are going to be on fire about telling the story about vaccines, even though in Nazi Australia, which is what I call Australia now, mm-hmm. they have a gag order on the chiropractic profession not to say and discuss vaccines at all, which I do not understand how that could even be legal. But at first, a person from the general public can speak about it. So what I would do if I was down there, I would hire a public health specialist or and then have them do those workshops for me in my office to keep it legal. But I know if I was down there, I'd probably just spout off anyways and probably get myself in a lot of trouble and get myself a lot of press. But the thing is, the word would get out. And it's just amazing, not only here in California, which I call Nazi-fornia now, we just see this push for the vaccines, and you and I know that it's all just a huge scam. It's all about really global human depopulation, and I really want to get this message out to as many people as possible and fire up the doctors to get on board with being more vocal and proactive in their communities and really get this message out in a huge way.
Yeah, it's a dampening of consciousness, not only of physicality. You know, we talk about moving and, you know, temporarily have an acute injury like you have a clavicle break, but what they're doing is a slow, subtle accumulation, and it's over generations, and now it's accelerated
right.
with Generation X to Y to millennials and beyond. And to kind of put the stop to this and the reversal of it, I've always said that the chiropractic profession, and not exclusively, but it's set up to be one of the most profound in that regard, because it does understand the concept of the free flow of energy, the removal of interference. And when it takes it out, not only from the alignment of the spine or however it's discussed, but to, as you've talked about, toxicological burden, food, water, air, et cetera. And some of the docs you have, they're not all the same. Some are DOs, some are MDs, some are DCs, NDs, et cetera. We got on this one poster
and
that you did.
Too.
What kind?
We also have a...
acupuncture?
Yeah.
Excellent. And homeopaths. So there's a wide array of thought form coming in together with this. And on the poster you sent me, which we've got in the show notes today, just on this one, it's not everybody. But we got Dr. Joseph Mercola, a good friend. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, a dear friend. Dr. Andrew Wakefield, what an amazing man. Aaron Elizabeth from Health Nut News. And that's just a small proportion of the folks that are coming together for this. That alone would be worth the price of admission.
Right. And the thing is, whether you know the speakers or not on the list, let me tell you what, I handpick. It's like I call it a rock show, and I'm picking bands that just kick ass. And I want the speakers have to deliver. So I'm not picking speakers that are my friends. I'm picking speakers that are all top shelf speakers, whether you like, I know a lot of probably people don't know who Dr. James Chestnut is. He was the guy that really gave me the original vision to do this thing, mm-hmm. because I went to one of his, I did his wellness seminars, and he's just such an amazing speaker. And not only is he an amazing speaker, he's funny. It's just every speaker is going to be so compelling, and they're all going to have their different energy. I've got Simon Floriani coming up from Australia who's going to be talking pediatrics. I mean, everybody is such an eloquent, just great speaker. I'm so excited for everyone to hear everyone that speaks. So I don't want people just to come to hear Ty or Mercola.
Yeah.
You should come and absorb everything, because every speaker is going to have a little bit of a different message and a different style. And that's why we kind of do it TED style, because we want to keep that energy flowing. And because, you know, if you get people up there for an hour and a half, it can get boring for some people, especially if they're not the most electric speaker.
Sure.
So we just do that boom, 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 and everybody's got a different topic that we cover, and it keeps it exciting, and then we throw rock and roll in between the speakers, and
I love
it
that.
Just keeps that level. But the thing that's so palpable at the event is the love, the brotherhood, and the mm-hmm. sisterhood. All of us together on a common mission with really trying to perpetuate human, the species, because we look at right now the way we're treating the planets. That's why we discuss, global sustainability too. We have to have a place to raise our kids. And if we continue down this path, destroying it through just lack of just concern for things like Fukushima, which we talked about last year,
yeah.
the whole GMO thing with just destroying the whole biosphere and the genetics. And I know I'm rambling on, but...
No, this is, listen, it's a passion we share. That's why when we
right.
get together, it's electric, and, you know, we live in an electric universe. There's nothing wrong with firing it up even more, because the excitement you get from coming together, it sustains us from time to time. There are points in times where we have highs and lows, we have experiences. Some of the folks that are coming are in isolated parts of the world that do not interact with folks like this on a regular basis. So if you're in one of those spaces especially, you will get recharged like nowhere else. I know that for a fact. That's going to happen. And that will sustain
right.
you and sustain your community.
You're around a lot of people that think the same way as you. So you don't feel like you're out in left field. Like, you start to wonder that maybe I'm crazy that, you know, I have these beliefs. But when you're around 3,000 people that think exactly like you are, it just
yeah.
reaffirms who you are and what you are.
Mm-hmm. Now, on top of that, Atop that, Billy D, I was just going to say, it's an education event, yes, but it's a celebration as well in the midst of the things that we're going to be talking about. And in addition to the rock and roll in between the great speakers and the electricity that's going on there, you also have extra events that are happening around.
Yeah, we have a gala dinner, which is Friday night. It's where we all dress up and act like adults and, you know, put a nice black tie on. And it's in a very, very, very beautiful center club, which is across the breeze, and everything is strategically located right there. You don't need a car. You can walk to everything. There's restaurants everywhere. There's South Coast Plaza right across the street. It's in an amazing part of California, Orange County, which I think is one of the most beautiful parts of, I mean, Newport Beach area. You can go to the beach in 7 minutes. But yeah, the gala is where we get together with all the speakers. It's a very eloquent dinner in a very eloquent setting. And then on Saturday night, we have the disco party, which this year we're changing venues. We're going to also do that at the Center Club.
Okay.
And because it holds more people. We've been selling out the disco every year. And we're selling tickets to both of them. The disco, the reason we were selling tickets to that is because we had 1,000 people show up to the disco party, and we only had room for 700. There was a line of 300 people out the place last year.
Wow.
And problem was a lot of people came to the party that didn't go to Cal Jam, and it was like all these schmucks showed up.
No, we don't want party crashers.
Yeah, they know I have great parties.
Yeah.
So.
All right, well, we got those bonus events, and all of this is up on the California Jam website.
Right, caljam.org.
Caljam.org, linked up in the show notes today and every day between now and the California Jam. Billy D, my friend, continue to heal up that clavicle. I know you'll be ready to rock and roll by the time we get. In fact, you're ready right now.
I'm ready, bro.
You are ready. I am ready. I want to see all y'all. If you've been thinking about it, now is the time. Get your tickets. They're still selling, but not many left. You want to get there. I want to see you there. California Jam, caljam.org. We'll be back after this to wrap it up.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com. We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
More information about all upcoming events in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thanks again to Billy D. The Cal Jam is going to rock. It will. Thanks to Liam as well. Thanks as well to, of course, Jonathan E. Moore, Cheryl, and Norm Singleton. And Superdon. Superdon, you with me?
Of course I'm with you. I'm always with you.
Yeah, with, yes. with a slight bit of hesitation. I'm thinking
I'm sorry. I had the mute on there because I didn't want to hear you. I didn't want people to hear me punching on keyboard keys.
Oh,
you always scold me for that.
No, so. I scold. Yeah, it's like you because you type very loudly. Did I say that right?
I still need to get a mic boom. I don't have a mic boom yet.
Yeah, no, that's the one thing we need, a mic boom for Super Don. That's one thing we've got to work on soon. All right, so what else we got? Oh, questions, comments of the day coming out. I don't even have time for the theme music because we're about out of here. But Al has sent us a nice message last week. We haven't been able to get to it. He's got a follow up. But there's a place called Hoosick Falls. In
Who's sick?
New York. Who's sick? Exactly. That's the question.
Right.
Because they evidently, you know, Flint, Michigan's not the only place with contaminated water. And who's sick? I don't know how to say it, actually. But PFOAs, right? We've talked about those. That's when you have nonstick pans, right, thanks to DuPont. And, if of course, you burn those pans and if you have a canary in your house, that canary will die. But PFOAs, nasty toxins. And it's evidently in the water supply there. So it's been linked as a carcinogen as well. So this is something I want to look into more with you, Super D, so we can get some more info on.
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious this problem that we're seeing in Flint is the focus of the media right now, but it's something that's happening nationwide as the infrastructure is starting to crumble. And so, yeah, we need to look more into this. We'll cover this on the next show.
Yeah, St. Gobain Performance Plastics is the company at the center of the water contamination thing. So, again, we're going to follow up on this, but in the meantime, yes, filtration, anything you can do to alter it, electrolysis like we do with the Echo water system, these things are going to be very important to do, as well as you know, aggressive detoxification after the fact. So that's something, again, Al, we appreciate your heads up on that. We'll look into that more. We got a question of the day coming in from Rita real quick here. I've been suffering from MS for 20 years. I am gluten-free, dairy-free, and don't eat sugar. I only take supplements and filtered water. I just started taking CBD hemp oil from Cannavest. What else would you recommend? All right, well, that's good. The CBD is awesome because of the brain and neurological protection and regenerative capacity. And I don't know what supplements you're on, and that's fine that you're gluten-free, dairy-free, and sugar-free, of course. Dairy is a different story in terms of benefits. Some people benefit by a raw organic dairy. Some do not. But we want to talk about recovery from this, and I say the biggest issue is mercury and any other of the deleterious heavy metals, including aluminum. So increasing whole food selenium in your body, and that means not 200 micrograms, that's base minimum to start. You're talking 400, 600, or 800 micrograms, sometimes even more temporarily to build up. Again, a whole food form like we get an innate response from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com makes all the difference in the world. Even though you don't eat sugar, as you say, chromium is still critical for all kinds of functions of the cells, especially the liver as well as the pancreas in dealing with these things. And silicon. Silica for the nervous system is so critical. Don't overlook it. Again, the whole food form we get is from Jonathan, choosetobehealthy.com. And that's the Alta Health Product Silica, and that's the Silica Challenge. 3 tablets 4 times a day for you, since it's been 20 years, probably a month before you consider cutting down the dose at that level. But that's a difference maker. Remember, MS is not a disease per se, except that they kind of define it as this is the manifestation of it, but it doesn't say anything about causation, which to me is heavy metals and deficiencies of selenium and other things that we've talked about here. Essential fatty acids, in addition to the CBD, of course, omega-3 fish oils, if you get clean sources, the EPA and DHA combinations, at least 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 milligrams a day is also going to help. Hydration with the right kind of water. If you get on the Echo water with the molecular hydrogen, you'll also see dramatic improvement in combination with what we've done here. And, you know, normally I wouldn't do a 3-minute segment on MS, but, you know, I know there's a lot of things I want to do and I'm heading out. So I wanted to squeeze this one in for you. Rita, I hope that's helpful to you. Jonathan can be reached at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Super D. So, hold the fort for me. I'll be back in time. We should be broadcasting a normal show tomorrow, but partly from Colorado.
All right. Well, have a safe trip and make sure you wear your long underwear.
I've loaded it, man. I'm ready. Also, I should be back in time for the Vicasa Expo Sunday afternoon in Orlando, and that is going to be in International Drive. Check it out. The link's in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I'll be broadcasting live and speaking in the afternoon there before the Super Bowl. So don't give me anything about that. All right.
Oh, that's right.
All right, folks. Remember this: God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria.
Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.